Just about 3 o'clock on a live imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland.
Yeah.
Chat fight.
Momo sitting in for John. So you know.
What?
Corporate Greg and Clinton Yates, the big CY, they have the blue review every day.
Oh, yeah, I didn't watch it today.
I watched
good?
A little.
Did you?
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Like 20 seconds.
And then you said that's enough. I can't watch
it.
56% on Rotten Tomatoes.
You can watch the blue review each weekday. Breaking down
every
all the latest
day?
Real Dodgers talk on YouTube. Momo, we got to sell it a little bit.
Devotion.
Search ESPN LA on YouTube for the blue review.
You know what? For you, Greg, I will watch.
And
I
wait a minute. This is. Yeah. By the way, Momo, before you.
I'm trying to get into something, but that's okay. Yeah. Just go. Go, okay. Go, Mace. Go.
It's how long is it today?
It's probably about 7 minutes.
Oh, perfect.
Don't you have 7 minutes
have seven
in your
minutes,
day for a Dodgers report?
Yeah. I know I do.
Yeah, I do.
I got 7 minutes.
As someone once said, it only takes a minute. That was Tavares.
Hey.
Yes.
No, that, it's a great song.
Anyway. Yes, it is.
Anyway, meanwhile, speaking of Clinton Yates.
Yes.
You know Clinton, big CY, loves himself and loves to
he's a fan.
Reference
a fan.
Things. But he put out a tweet today. Now, you know on iPhones, you can store a description of your alarm. Right, so when you make an alarm, you could say, wake up for flight. I think we all did this in the mid-2010s, and we realized it didn't matter.
Right. Yeah.
So he posted a screenshot of his alarms.
Oh, gosh.
Making the point that remember back when we used to store alarms.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But when you look at his Twitter, it's a screenshot of his 8 a.m. hour alarms, 8 o'clock, 8:15. But at 8 a.m., it says, buy Asiago cheese chips.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Now, here's the thing. I want to know.
Oh, that's just...
I want to know about the day and what was happening that day when Clinton decided to buy Asiago cheese chips at 8 a.m. And it was a necessity.
Rolling in for some Asiago cheese chips.
That he needed to set an alarm at 8 a.m. to make sure he did it.
Yeah. I don't think I'm interested in
Julian,
the alarm thing.
Do you like Asiago cheese chips?
I got you some Asiago. There you go. I knew it was coming. Do you have the alarm set for anything?
Well, you want to see my alarms?
Yeah,
they're quite depressing.
I've got one.
My alarms start.
Oh, no.
We'll give it the minute.
Oh, my God.
3:01 a.m., 3:02 a.m., 3:05, 3:15, 3:21.
Why do you have that many alarms?
Because I got to wake up, Jack.
You really wake up at 3 o'clock every day?
Look at that.
Why?
4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
Depending on what time I need to get up, but I'm covered.
When do you need to get up at 3 a.m.?
Every day, usually.
Every day because...
Well, the alarms start at 3 a.m.
And then you just hit the snooze until the next one comes up?
Or until Keyshawn texts, wake up, and he says some expletives.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, Key. Hi, that's a good
You're
show
a
today,
consultant
Key.
For the...
It's a good show, Key.
The Key, J. Will,
then
and Max
I
show.
Wake up, I watch 2 minutes, I tell him something, I go back to sleep.
So what do you tell him? Like, how do you coach up Key?
You're right. I do agree with you about Max, and then I go back to sleep.
How do you... Yes,
but then I
got
to be up
that.
By a certain time because we have to, you know, make sure the morning show is here in LA.
That's not good for your health to wake up that early.
If you think that is the issue with my health,
yeah,
that's the worst
He's
thing
got
I got going.
So many problems.
You
so
didn't
many
sleep
problems.
More.
Yeah.
So does John.
So
but
does
I don't
Ireland.
Fall asleep on the air.
Yeah.
No.
By the way, Bergman, what's on the blue review today? Anything in particular?
We talked a lot about just being at the stadium last night and seeing the LED lights in person and then just a little bit about the game itself.
Did you get a word in edgewise or was it mostly
Yeah, he was actually asking me questions instead of it being like a it needs a little bit more back and forth, but it worked.
Okay. It's getting there. You can get it on the ESPN LA YouTube channel, along with the Lakers Talk Daily, which Slee does.
By the way, how many more LTDs do we have left? Hopefully at least 30 more.
You know what? If they had been called LTDs, it would have been catchier. It would have been catchier.
Is that what you want to do next season?
Yeah.
LTDs?
What's a nickname for blue BR?
BR.
BR.
Just BR.
Blue Review? Yeah.
Blue. Nah, it doesn't catch.
The BRs.
We'll workshop that.
Yeah, workshop that.
You can workshop it.
I mean, we could call it the Clinton Yates Blue Review.
Oh.
So it would be the CYBR.
CYBR.
I don't like that.
There's some kind of bring your own beer thing. There's some sort of like BYOB
G-B-B-R. G-double-B-R.
No, the Clinton Yates Blue Review with Corporate Greg.
With Corporate
Greg. You're really trying to get me today. We only really have a chat fight, but in real life, huh?
Chat fight.
Chat fight.
Mason in Ireland continues right now.
Okay, so I talked about this a little while ago. Actually, you know what? I'm going to do this, Momo. A-Rod did an interview.
Oh.
And he said that there was a time, and you're good to speak to this, there was a time when you used to be able to hang out with reporters and you knew it was off the record.
That's true.
Does that still exist?
Yes.
It does.
Yes.
People are always off the record if they say they're off the record.
Well, okay. Let me tell you the rules of engagement.
Okay.
If you're in a public setting, like you're in the locker room and there's a big crowd of reporters around and they all got their microphones out, everything's on the record.
Everything's on the record.
Everybody,
right.
You don't know all these people and they got their recorders out and all that. But in baseball, mm-hmm. and this is what A-Rod is referring to.
Right.
You get there really early.
Yeah.
And they open up the clubhouse. You get there like 4 hours before the game.
Right.
Baseball.
They open up the clubhouse at 3:30, which is why it's such a long day.
Yes.
So you go into the clubhouse and guys are just sitting at their locker. And the unwritten rule, which is that if a reporter has a one-on-one, like if you're talking to A-Rod directly, no one else should approach. This is a okay. one-on-one. You give those people space to have their conversation, do their interview, whatever they need to do for as long as they need to do it. Because we have all day,
okay,
quite
so
literally.
Okay, so let me just pick this out. So you walk up to, let's say, J.D. Martinez's
yeah.
locker, and you're having a conversation. Is that on the record or off the record?
Okay. Now, if I know J.D. Martinez,
yes.
and we have a basis, we have a long relationship,
right.
mostly I assume that we are off the record until I turn my recorder on. And it's obvious that I'm turning my recorder on.
So for all intents and purposes, if recorders aren't on, it is off the record.
It, okay. And this is the caveat.
Okay.
If you know those report, if you know them and you have a relationship. If these are some randos.
Right.
Okay. They just walk up to you and you're just they're just chatting with you.
But I've got the record feature on my phone and I'm
holding
it front.
Yeah, but people are sneaky and they put it in their pocket and stuff. Or they try to remember it and then they write it down later, you know. Then I would not, if I was a baseball player and I was talking to any professional athlete.
Yeah.
I would assume that anything, if it's somebody I don't know, I would assume that it's, that they could write anything I say.
So you generally go on the assumption if you were an athlete, you would go on the assumption that everything's on the record and I better
well,
watch
talking
what
about somebody you don't know. Like, let's say some random person come up. Okay, let me give you an example you
okay.
can relate to.
Sure.
You're at Starbucks.
Yep.
Somebody comes up and asks you for career advice.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
You don't know them.
No. But I talk to them.
Yeah. And they don't take their phone out. They don't write anything down.
Right.
But 10 minutes later, you go on Twitter and this person has tagged you on the tweet with everything you just said. Do you think that's fair?
Yeah, it's just career advice.
Yeah, okay, but
if it was something of
I'm giving
gravity,
you a, yeah, let's say people come up and say, "Do you really dislike Chris Morales?" And then you were like, "Go," or do you in corporate grad? Do you guys really beef,
right?
And then you really like empty the clip and you give them
yeah.
some truth serum.
Yeah,
and then 10 minutes later, it's on Twitter.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, let's say some random person goes up to you in a locker room and says, "Hey, you know, like, how'd you feel about batting sixth yesterday? Pitcher sucked, really. You know, whatever it is."
Right.
And you're venting, you're talking. If this is a person you don't know, I wouldn't say anything.
Right.
But if it's a reporter that you know, that you've seen in the clubhouse many, many times,
yep.
you know, they've done stories. I generally, with players that I know, I generally assume that we are just talking. And later, if they say something that I think is interesting or I think I want to report or use in a Sports Center update or use whatever,
right.
I say, "Hey, can I use that? I'm going to use that part about da-da-da-da-da."
Yeah.
Right? Now, they can say no because I did not establish that we were
that
on the record
you were on
in the beginning.
Record, right.
But most of the time what I'm asking is just for scene and color and interesting stories.
Right. Okay.
But if I'm A-Rod, like, I know what he's talking about. There's a lot of people now who go around and talk to athletes and just put everything on Twitter.
Yeah.
Just everything. It's just like, I don't know how
whether
you
get... Whether it's on the record or off the record, it's on the Twitter.
It's just, once it's out there, it's out there.
Okay.
It's gone.
Is that
a
yeah, that's a good answer. Good answer. Yeah, and a good,
I mean,
good
like,
crash course.
Like, have you ever been out to lunch with me?
I have.
I get really nervous when I'm with a colleague. Like, me and Brian Windhorst or Woj or somebody, we'll do the show over there, and we'll go over to Smashburger and people see me.
Yeah.
And especially if I'm with Woj, people see us.
Sure.
I'm nervous to talk shop because somebody might have their phone out and be like recording us.
You.
Yeah.
And so, to some degree, I think that's neurotic.
But I think it's also true.
Yeah, it can be true. You're right.
Chat fight.
All right. So let me do this. There is a supplement that gets advertised on TV all the time. Do you take any supplements?
Yeah, I think I do.
So there's
I take a lot of vitamins.
You take vitamins, okay.
Magnesium at night.
You take magnesium, okay. Bergman, do you take any supplements?
No, I just started taking a vitamin pill every morning.
Okay. So here's what my take on supplements is. They're not regulated by anybody.
Right.
There is no, like the FDA doesn't oversee supplements, but I see commercials for this one all the time. Balance of Nature. A lot of commercials for this one. And this is the one that's supposed to put all your vegetables into one pill and all your fruits into another pill, and you take both pills and you're getting all the benefits of all the fruits and vegetables. Now, I go on the assumption that is
hooey.
Exactly. Yeah. Hooey, to use word. Is. Do you believe that, Bergman?
That it's hooey?
Yeah.
Yes, it's absolutely hooey.
So who are the buyers for this? Who are the buyers of supplements when it's not regulated at all? There's no guarantee that there are fruits and or vegetables in those pills.
People how are you ever going to test? Anything.
People will always believe anything, and they'll go after it. They're like, oh, this is supposed to make me healthy or lose weight. I'm going to buy it, and I'm going to use it, and they're going to swear by it.
I've followed some of these before.
Yeah, especially if you see results. Like some of those guys, they gain weight by taking, you know, weight gainers. Or
right, sure.
Like, how do we know it's regulated? We don't. But when you see the results, it makes people want to buy it because, oh, I'm going to look like that if I drink the whey or whatever it is.
Yeah, there's some lady on the commercials now saying, I took my Nature's Balance and all of a sudden my swing plane is better on my golf game.
What?
I'm like, no, this is completely irrelevant. The pills did not make any difference to your swing plane.
Yeah, like on some level, you have to be putting some good stuff in there. Because you could get sued for fraud.
Do you?
I don't know. Somebody would have to call you out.
Sued for fraud for what?
Fraudulent advertising that you put all this stuff in
here. If you freeze one of those Nature Balance commercials, Balance of Natures, and then look at the under, it says we no scientific efficacy whatsoever.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Blah, 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 blah.
It's like,
no, it is for like.
Well,
what's
it's like the tuna fish at Starbucks, right?
What's I mean, J Lo does. It's like goji.
Oh, I take those.
See?
Fit right
apple
into it.
Vinegar.
There you go.
See. So no evidence that that's even apple cider.
It tastes pretty good. I don't know.
I know,
see,
but
that's my point.
why take it when you don't know that it does good for you?
I don't know. I hope for the best.
Yeah. Now, the one exception I'll make is if a supplement comes to me and says, we'd like you to endorse our product, I will most certainly.
Yeah, what about like a bee pollen or something?
I will most certainly try. Oh, bee pollen,
gotta get some propolis.
Are we working on a bee pollen client?
Not for you.
Justin Schafflander, let's go. Let's go.
So, no, I take the, because I
so
had
you
the.
So you do take
I'm
one of these scam goji things.
Okay, so I take the apple cider vinegar gummies.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's supposed to help regulate your blood sugar.
I got some
this is really embarrassing.
Yeah, no, you're totally suckered into this whole thing.
I got some water. That's supposed to help you regulate
the
blood sugar.
By the way, that's another one. Vitamin water.
Vitamin water.
Who says there is
vitamins
in vitamin water? It's
like
just
maybe a little
water.
Sprinkle.
It's just water.
Well,
people fall for the craziest stuff.
There is actually naturally occurring vitamins in water.
In all water.
In all water.
Correct.
There's tons of stuff in there.
That's what I'm saying. All right, I've been teasing this for a while. I'm going to do it.
Momo.
Yeah, I know.
You on the goji...
the goji berries.
The goji berries.
They taste good, and I figure it can't hurt. You know,
they taste good because there's a lot of added sugar. If they truly were apple cider vinegar, you would
wouldn't
be able
taste
the apple cider.
But that
vinegar
is listed as one of the benefits.
Yes, lots of sugar. So, what are the odds that the Rams are in the playoffs, that the Raiders are in the playoffs, that the Chargers are in the playoffs? I've been trying to get to this, but
I know
you keep interrupting me. We will do it coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Live Imaging Tuesday, quarter after 3 p.m. on Mason in Ireland. Momo sitting in for John. I just wonder what the song was.
What is this?
I don't know like what it was going into. Yeah. Have you got the all-new ESPNLA app yet?
I got it a long time ago. It's a great app.
You can listen live. You can take the podcast. You basically get you and John and Momo in the palm of your hand anytime. Just search ESPNLA. What happened to the music now?
Yeah.
What's going on over there?
Yeah.
Search ESPNLA in your App Store or Google Play. Download, tap, bam! This is where the bam kind of started that annoyed Corey. He doesn't like that I do the bam in the app promos in the morning.
It's true. Yeah,
I don't like it.
It is a lot. It is a lot.
A lot of bam?
A lot of bam.
Well, I'm not doing it anymore. Everybody else is doing it now.
Yeah, everybody's stolen it.
It's infectious.
Bam!
Like the ESPNLA app.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that was Emerald.
It is Emerald. But
it is Emerable.
Okay.
But that was like 20 years ago.
So he got it from you?
So
no.
If we stop the bam completely, should we stop the good afternoon also?
No.
Can we make a deal?
No.
That's your bid. That's fine.
Hey, no. Jorge afternoon. Says no, so I can't.
Oh, hell no.
I love good afternoon.
By the way, you could also go to ESPNLA on YouTube. You could watch the show live. You could watch the LTD Lakers Talk Daily or the Clinton Yates Blue Review with Corporate Greg.
You're making me get into a chat fight.
You got a chat fight going on?
You're going to make me do the solo from now on.
Apparently somebody on the chat said, I like these people that think that they're insulting me by saying I look like Dan Le Batard. That's the greatest compliment you could ever give me.
Yeah,
chat fight.
That is a compliment.
No, that's good. You look like Dan Le Batard.
I don't know if he would feel so.
Have a passing resemblance.
I don't know if he would feel
so. I mean, he's also like, he's quite a bit older than you.
No, not that much older.
Yeah.
Like 10 years maybe.
Yeah, 10 years.
So Momo's got a rant from 7 months ago. Momo, go ahead. Tell us your rant from 7 months ago.
I was like, am I allowed to do this?
I was waiting for this.
So I was, hey, I come with content.
Yes.
All right. I was on the plane.
At least somebody
home.
Does around here.
I was on the plane ride home from Israel. It's like 14 hours.
Yep.
So I'm going to watch at least one or two movies.
Right.
And I finally got around to seeing Top Gun Maverick.
Okay.
You know, it was really good. Really enjoyed it. Probably would have liked it better in a theater, but I still liked it.
Yep.
Two problems. One, you cannot just replace Kelly McGillis with some other hot chick because Kelly wanted to be in it. She wanted to be in the movie.
How do you know she wanted to be in it?
Yeah, she said it.
Did she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did. She came out and
and so, like, they made a
it.
Role for
they
Val Kilmer.
They said she was too old.
Yeah, she said she's too old and not hot enough. So they found some other lady.
I don't believe that was the exact phrase.
Oh, I'm sure they legaled it up. You know, something that won't. I mean, listen, casting decisions are casting decisions. Okay,
Jennifer Connelly, beautiful woman. I have nothing against Kelly McGillis
nothing against
whatsoever.
Her. Okay, yeah. Jennifer Connelly was great.
Yeah.
But like, the whole, that's like a Cobra Kai without the real Daniel LaRusso.
Not after 30 years. It's not the same thing.
But, like, okay, Tom Cruise looked like an older version of Tom Cruise.
Correct.
He keeps himself in great shape.
Yes.
Val Kilmer obviously has some health issues that he's dealing with, right?
Sure.
They wrote that into the script.
Right.
Could they not have done that for Kelly? Was do we have to have the hot chick for Tom Cruise? Like, Kelly probably looks just fine. They could have put some hair and makeup on her. Like, I felt like that was super ageist and not cool.
Okay.
Number two. I couldn't get into Tom Cruise because he's kind of weird now.
What do you mean he's weird?
Well, like, he's into the Scientology and all the stuff he's done in his marriages, and I'm
be
like,
careful, they're going to come after you.
Know,
they will come
I
after
know.
You. I just want to point out that Momo is the one who said it.
I'd also say be careful because last week I did a bit on the Pope and the next day I went sliding.
For real? It's true.
True. Knock on wood, it shouldn't hear and, me.
Yeah, it was a final for you.
So
we thought so. I fought back though.
Yeah.
But like back when I had this huge Tom Cruise crush, we all like loved Tom Cruise in the original movie. Like
right.
Every girl from our generation, Amanda, like this was like he was the hot guy or one of the.
Yeah.
Like I still was into him, but it just wasn't the same because it's like.
How did you not mention Miles Teller in this whole thing?
Yeah, Miles Teller.
He's gorgeous. He awesome, I love him.
No, he was great. I really
he's
did
nice
like the movie.
Man, yeah.
Very,
but I just couldn't get over that
man.
They replaced Kelly.
Yeah.
for that reason.
I can't speak to the Kelly issue. I don't know what you have against Dianetics, but that's between you and L. Ron Hubbard.
I bought the book one time from somebody.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
They handed it out for free.
I know, like, but I did. I think I bought it for like $4, yeah. Whatever the kid was doing.
Is this the
that's
rant?
That's it. That was the rant.
That was the rant. All right.
Just
rant.
I'm
waited
like 7 months
for that rant.
Well, I didn't see it until just now.
Yes.
That's okay. I still haven't seen it.
It's very good. It's a
it's
very
really
good picture. All right, so you're a Raiders fan.
Yeah.
I don't know any Charger fan. I'm a Rams fan. Jorge, I don't have your numbers. I don't keep track of the 49ers. So
sure.
I have found the Vegas odds for chances that each of these teams will make the playoffs. So start with the Chargers.
Okay.
It's minus 115 that they make it, minus 115 that they don't. In other words, there's a 50% chance of them making the playoffs. I would have thought slightly better than 50%.
I thought it would be better,
Justin
too.
Justin Herbert, I thought that would have been better.
Should be better, actually.
Okay. Here is the Rams. The odds suggest a 74% chance of not making the playoffs.
Sounds right.
Not. Making the playoffs. And here's what it is for the Raiders. There is an 83% chance against the Raiders making the playoffs.
Worse than the Rams? I don't know about that. That's
well,
not
it's,
Rams.
It's the
That's
division,
worse
too.
Than the Rams.
The AFC's way harder.
Sure, but if you've got 50-50 for the Chargers, who's probably the second best team in the division, then...
Kansas City is the best team.
Of course. Well, they're going to go to the playoffs.
Right, so right. if those two teams there. Make it, it's much harder for the Raiders.
83% chance of the Raiders not making the playoffs.
Good. It's great. I actually love that.
You don't think they're going to anyway.
No,
we got
I don't.
Brian
think
Hoyer, too.
Yeah.
See that?
Oh,
we're
God.
Just getting Brian,
and they brought in Danny Amendola,
Coach
too.
Danny
you see
Amendola.
That?
Everybody. It's
really?
The Patriots
just
West.
Just bring
there.
The Patriots over. The whole team.
Now, as for the Rams, I don't think the Rams are going to make the playoffs this year. I'm going to tell you up front. I do think there's an outside chance that they get to 9 wins and maybe get there. But the
9 wins?
Sure.
Out
sure.
of 17?
The over-under in Vegas is 7.5 wins.
You think they're going to get 9 wins?
Look, I don't...
You think there'd be 9?
I said there's an outside chance. Now, you realize what outside chance
I know,
means.
I do.
It means not a good chance. It's an outside
But that's
an
extremely homer take to say they're going to have 9
an
wins.
An outside chance of them getting
to
9 wins.
What do you
wins.
Think they're going to have?
I think they're going to have 7 or 8 wins.
That's still too high.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. If they're going to win 7, why not win 2?
Okay.
If they're going to win 7, why not win 2 and get Caleb Williams? Because 7 wins gets you nothing, right? It gets you a pick somewhere between 8 and 12, right, in the first round, and they own their first round pick next year. But if you're going to be a 7-win team, why not be a 2-win team or a 3-win team and have a shot at Caleb Williams?
I agree with that.
Don't you think you can?
Yeah.
See, I am content with the fact that this is not going to be a year that we're a playoff team. Now, I do think there remains an outside chance that they get to 9 wins.
That's what you don't want, though. But thing. That's not what you want, though, right? From what you're saying, you'd rather have them...
9-8, you could make the playoffs at 9-8.
Yeah, and they and
you
NFC.
Can make, that's
and then,
why I'm saying
and
outside
then everything
chance.
Stays exactly the same. You're not changing anything. You're not getting Caleb Williams. You're not building for a future.
No, you are building for a future because you've got...
You're not going to be in that early
you
range.
You have $60 million in salary cap space for next summer, and you've got no dead cap money, and you've got all your draft picks next year, and you've got 11 draft picks this year.
See, with the Raiders, I'm going the opposite way. I want the 2. I don't even care what they can possibly get. I don't.
You want the 2 wins.
I want the 2 wins. I want the 1 win. I want them going after Caleb Williams.
Now, I think it's unconscionable to try to win 2 games.
Well, that's what Jimmy Garoppolo is.
Jimmy Garoppolo's got a winning record in had a winning record in San Francisco.
He did, yeah, in San Francisco, where they had a great, great defense. They had a good offensive line to be able to protect him.
McCaffrey, actually Debo, and
yeah, they had a lot going on there. Whereas the Raiders, while they still have some weapons, I don't see Jimmy Garoppolo taking them anywhere further than what they are right now. So it's your situation. 7 wins.
I actually think the Raiders are better than that.
7 wins is pointless.
7 wins is pointless.
9
so,
wins,
give me
you got
2.
A shot at the playoffs. 7 wins is pointless.
So
give me a shot at the 2.
So you play it out, and you let's say you go 0-3.
Yeah.
Then you punt, right?
Correct.
0-3, 0-4.
0-3, 0-4. But yeah. what does punting even look like?
Well, like if you
what
let's
do you
say,
do?
rest Stafford, rest Aaron Donald.
I don't know. Are you going to go through that for another year? Does Aaron Donald really want to sit on the sidelines? Does Matthew Stafford really want to sit on the sidelines? Cooper Kupp really want to sit on the sidelines?
So you play it out. Like you say, okay, we're going to give you guys 4 or 5 games.
Yeah.
If you've got a winning record after that, keep playing. Try to get to 9. If you don't,
sit for the rest of the year?
No,
you do have to give the people something. Yeah, like I'm a season ticket. You got to give Rams fans something. You can't just...
Well, how do you want to get to 2 wins?
Hopefully. Well, if it comes to this, just be bad.
So you just want to engineer exciting bad games.
Potentially 11... I said yesterday, sign Odell Beckham Jr. Score a lot of points, but lose the games. I'm okay with that. But you got to put on a show. You got to fill up SoFi Stadium. You got to keep the fans going. You got to keep everything revved up. And I think Rams fans are fine with the fact that this is, as Jordan Rodriguez said, not a year where the front office has any illusions of competing for a playoff spot. If it happens, great. There's an outside chance, but I think it's remote.
I don't think you can engineer it that finely.
Correct. I don't think you can. That's why the over-under is 7.5 wins.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, which is, and I don't know what the number is for the Raiders, but I assume it's lower.
It's probably much lower.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
I think the Raiders are going to be better than that. They're in a tough division, but I think last year was a, you know, let's see if Josh McDaniels can coach, right? Last year was this fitting other players into a system that they don't really fit in, and I think his system is really too complicated or whatever he's trying to do, but he's now got his people. He's got his quarterback. He's got his receiver. He's got people who know how to run what he wants to run.
The Raiders are 7.5 wins also.
So 7.5 wins is the over-under.
Yeah.
Same as the Rams.
Yeah, it's just they have a worse chance of making it because they're in a tougher division.
What do you think, Bergman? Outside chance they get to 9?
Yes, outside chance. It's possible. I don't want them at 9-8, though.
I think that's right.
9-8, you probably get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Not in the AFC. No way. In the NFC, sure. That's possible. Not in the AFC.
In the NFC, it's definitely possible.
Yes.
All right. Anyways, there's some bright, happy news about the NFL and what we're looking forward to this year. It's going to be a long season. Sounds like for Raider fans and Rams fans. Hey, have you lied yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Momo told a lie at some point today. If you can figure out what that is and call in at 3:15, finally, boss Amanda has given us the extra half hour that I have been demanding for a very long time.
It's a part of your farewell tour.
Yes. Hello, friends. The Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach is back, and you can win a 4-pack of tickets to the race. Coming up a week from Friday, April 14th, the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach, Southern California's 200-mile-an-hour beach party. Get your tickets at gplb.com. That's gplb.com. All right, here's a question. If you go to a wedding reception,
yeah,
and instead of eating at the reception, you go to McDonald's, does that make the person an a-hole? I'll give you the background on that coming up next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Oh, don't worry, Momo. They did a lot of olive oil talk last week.
Yeah, no, we were all over it.
3:30 p.m. at the Southland. Mason and Ireland on a live imaging Tuesday. Momo sitting in for John. So yesterday at 3:30, Greg wrote on his rundown, it's Masters Week, which it is.
It is.
Mace does the hacky thing and talks about the Masters dinner menu.
I did do a hacky Masters
Scotty
dinner
Scotty
Scheffler's
dinner's, you know,
it's bland.
Well, he's a Texas boy.
Yeah, it's just sliders and
beef.
Shrimp and
I can't
steak.
Wait for Thursday.
Can
you? Oh, really? I can't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow's the par 3 contest. I'll be watching.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
They got Amen Corner, right? They got
go ahead.
They got Cappy's Cabin. Cappy's Cabin.
Butler Cabin. That's when you'll hear Jim Nance on Sunday.
There's
Hello, friends.
Dogwood Lane. There's Magnolia Path.
There's Magnolia Lane, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All that stuff.
Where do you come down on pimento cheese?
So, it's funny you ask. I've never been to Augusta. I was playing golf on Saturday with a few people that have been.
Yep.
And I want to go one day, but I don't want to, like, I want to go and it's one of those places where I don't want it to be a letdown of any sort.
But it will be.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like everything's so high in my mind.
Yeah.
Then right. Why even go and let down? But you can order a snack pack mm-hmm. that the Masters will deliver to your home.
Whoa.
But you have to order like 2 months out where you get basically the Masters menu that they serve there. And I was going to get it only for the cups because they give you like 20 Masters cups with
plastic
the date.
Cup. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But I wondered, like,
why would you not? I think you should go. To me, especially if you're a golf guy, it seems to me the Augusta would live up to your expectations.
But what if it doesn't?
Well, I mean, for example, have you ever
been? Can't live your life that way, Chris. Most things are going to be a disappointment, but
well,
you still got to go.
I don't want them, though.
You want to just keep the
fantasy.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Don't you want to play Augusta?
No.
No?
Way too
no.
hard.
Because why would I want a memory of, like, oh, I shot a double on, why? What's the point? I'm not good enough to play at Augusta, so let me just enjoy the memories I have every year.
Yeah, so who are you rooting for? Do you have a fan?
Well, I love Tiger, but let's be honest.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Scottie Scheffler's a great story, but Brooks Koepka is making
his.
He's one of the live golf. What?
What's Brooks Koepka's allowed to play?
Yeah,
yeah.
Came
the
back
Masters.
From the live.
The,
where you
the
been?
Majors.
The live golf guys are playing.
The majors.
Oh.
It's live versus PGA.
Yeah.
Throw I thought down. They were not allowed to come back in.
No, they're in.
For the majors, they are.
Okay.
And I love Brooks's wife, Jenna, who I follow on Instagram, and that made me like Brooks because I used to hate Brooks.
Oh, yeah, I kind of like him.
Yeah, did you watch Full Swing on Netflix? You would enjoy the drama of it.
I haven't. I'm watching the one with the tennis and the one with the F1, and I don't have room for the
you
golf
have room.
One.
I don't think you're that busy.
You think
have
so?
You do a radio show 3 hours a day.
That's true.
Today, 3 hours and 30 minutes.
Three hours and 30 minutes.
He also sleeps like 11 hours.
I do sleep.
Sleep
a lot.
Less.
Yeah. Sleep. No, sleep is underrated.
Sleep's great.
Very underrated. As John Ireland has found out since he started taking 20 milligrams of THC a night.
I can't believe that.
1 hour to go.
One hour to go.
Oh, we're going to make it?
Don't forget, we've got, we've got Lie of the Day. Do you want to do it right now?
You'll do it at 3:45. That's
3:45.
Right.
Okay, so if you think you know Momo's lie, apparently my clock is all off today. Completely off. If you want to do Lie of the Day, Momo has told a lie. If you know what it is, you can score 4-pack of tickets to the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach, which is April the 14th. Southern California's 200-mile-an-hour beach party, 877-710-ESPN. That's 877-710-ESPN. All right. So, do you know what the AITA is?
No.
It's the Am I the A-Hole?
Oh, yeah. That's
Reddit
the Lindsay
thread.
Fulton bit. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a huge, huge thing. So we pull stuff from this all the time.
Yeah, it's good.
So this is a particular situation. There is a woman who left a wedding reception to get McDonald's. She showed up at the wedding reception, and it was not a cash bar, but you had to pay for dinner. Like, it was a restaurant, and you had to pay for dinner.
Okay.
So she elected not to pay for the dinner. She felt a little pricey, decided to go to McDonald's. Is she an a-hole?
No. Who has a cash bar? Like, so the dinner at the wedding was...
Correct.
You had to pay?
The dinner at the wedding you had to pay for.
Wait, did she bring the McDonald's back to the wedding?
Yes, she did.
Oh.
Yeah, then yeah, she's an a-hole.
Yeah, maybe.
She says she didn't bring enough money for the reception meal, so she came back with
a
bag of
McDonald's.
Is that a
thing? I thought part of going to a wedding was that your food was paid for.
So the guests had to pay for their own meals at this reception. Oh, heck no, she's not an a-hole. Go get your McDonald's, girl.
You think so?
Yes.
No. Yeah. Okay,
the fact of making somebody pay for their own meal at your reception is one of the most absurd things I've ever heard.
Now, you know about it ahead of time. You should go get your McDonald's, but eat it at McDonald's and then come back.
See, I went to one where you did have to pay.
What? I've never heard of that.
And it was ridiculously expensive. What are you shaking your head for? No,
because
I wouldn't get him a gift then. I'd be like, screw your gift. I'm paying for my
meal.
It was
really expensive.
If you can't afford it, don't get married. Right, Chris?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I had to pay at a wedding.
Yeah?
Yeah. A lot. And by the way, it was my brother's wedding.
How much was it?
His first marriage.
Here's another one.
How much did you have to pay? Like $100?
Yeah. No. This was like a fancy wedding in Toronto, fancy restaurant.
Really?
No, we had to divide up the bill, which is, by the way, very classy at your wedding. You want people saying, I had the fish and
I had
the steak and I had
two drinks and you had four.
I didn't drink, so I don't have to pay that.
Oh, that's embarrassing. You
should have given him an extra $100 and said, this is for the divorce.
You know, it did happen.
But here's my bit. Jorge knows it. If I have to buy you a blender on some registry, you shouldn't be getting married. Okay, stop.
What do you mean?
Get your finances in order and wait till you have money to get married. Stop. You don't
give a gift?
I gave Carwell a very nice gift.
Right.
But I'm not going to go on a registry and buy you a blender.
I also don't believe in registries. I believe in cash.
I went to my cousin's wedding. Yeah. You know what they have? They don't do presents at all. They just have an envelope box.
Well, that's how you should, though.
And just put the money right in the box with your card. And if you didn't bring a card, here's an envelope and you can write your
name on
it.
Last two weddings I went to, they were very honest. They said, we want to make a down payment on a house.
Yeah, just give us money.
Which is the right thing, right? I mean, who needs... Ireland famously bought Lindsay Theory votive candles.
I know.
I gave her cash. Cash is king. That's what people really want for their wedding.
Yeah.
And I would not have brought the bag of McDonald's back to the restaurant, but I do sympathize with the fact that you show up and they say, by the way, you're paying for dinner.
If I ever get married, will you come to my wedding?
Don't worry, Mace. You'll be dead by the time he gets married.
I think the chances are remote.
Will you be my best man?
I will not be your best man.
If I honestly asked you to be my best man,
I would say I am. I don't know why you would be asking me.
What if I just did? What if you were a mentor?
I'm not best man.
What if he's getting married? Is this his way of saying?
He's definitely not getting married. No. I don't think Chris Morales will ever be married.
Hell will freeze over before Christopher Morales gets married.
Do you think you'll ever get married?
No.
You don't think you'll ever find love?
I do. I find love all the time.
You don't think you'll ever get married? You don't think you'll find meaningful, long-term, monogamous love?
It is meaningful. It's sometimes monogamous. And the best part is I can leave whenever I want.
Yeah, see, I don't know. Mm. I guess I'm old-fashioned.
You're not married?
No, but I had 17 years.
But guess what? Tomorrow, either one of you can leave. And there's no strings. Now, you'd be sad.
Neither of us.
I think it's common law at this point.
Neither of us. It's common law at this point. Oh, sure.
Nah, a good attorney will get
7 years.
17 years?
Yeah, good attorney.
7 years is common law.
No, 7 years is common law. So
or sometimes people vanish.
In the eyes of... No, no.
If you have... Jorge's got people.
This isn't Dateline.
For 300, not just playing.
Keith Morrison is not narrating this thing.
Would be a good story, though.
That'd be a good story.
You know, I remember Keith Morrison when he was just a local reporter
here
in LA.
Sure, now look at him.
Oh, man, he's the...
Meanwhile, next door, something was going on.
That's a great Morrison. That's good.
It's a very obscure impression, but...
I know, it's perfect. It's right on.
Meanwhile, Mrs. Johnson wasn't where her husband thought she was. That's Keith Morrison. All right, lie of the daytime, you ready?
Yep.
877-710 ESPN. Momo told a lie today. And it's a good one, although we all figured it out. Still a good one.
I thought it was good.
You can win right now a 4-pack of tickets to the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach, Friday, April the 14th. Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach, Southern California's 200-mile-an-hour beach party. If you think you know, 877-710-ESPN. We will do Lie of the Day coming up next. We're on till 3:30 today when we kick it over to Slee with the...
4:30, Big
Dog. Totally off today? Am I in
it's
a
past
different 3:30. Time zone?
You are way off today, dude.
I am off.
Are you sure you're not the one with the THC in
your
system?
No, you know what?
Trust me. I'm not.
What supplements are you taking?
Yeah, what supplements? It's the
goji.
Nothing
was funnier than yesterday when you were like, "They'll be live from Yamaha."
Yamaha. No, 4:30 today. We'll kick it over to Slee with Dupree and Michael Thompson and John Ireland. We'll get you the game live from Utah. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Live Imaging Tuesday with Mace and Momo. Quarter before 4 p.m. 4 p.m., Mace, to be sure.
4 p.m. 4 p.m.
You still got 45 minutes to go.
Oh, I got great stuff for
it,
too.
I'm sure you do. Yeah. It's time for Lie of the Day on Mason and Ireland.
All right. It is the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach. Got a 4-pack of tickets right now. If you can correctly identify what Momo lied about. As always, we start with caller number 7. This time, that is Johnny in Gardena. Johnny, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Everything's great. Do you have any idea what Momo lied about?
I want to say that she lied about Stanford making the Final Four her freshman year.
Nope, that's totally true.
That's totally true.
Yeah, Arthur Lee, Brevin Knight, all those guys, yeah.
Let's try
Madsen.
Manny in Simi Valley. Manny, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys? My guess is that Momo's lying about Reese Witherspoon, that they showed her how to get ready for the movie.
That's it.
That's
you got it.
Good job, man. It was a, we all kind of sniffed it out at the same time, man. Manny, you got a 4-pack of tickets to the race, which is a week from Friday. Have a blast out there. And if you want your tickets to the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach, go to GPLB.com. That's GPLB.com.
I thought I sold it, though.
You sold it? No, it's good.
I mean, it was a real movie. It was called How Do You Know?
Yeah.
2010. There was like Owen Wilson was in it. She really did train with the team at UCLA. They taught her how to play softball.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wasn't there.
And now she's dating Tom Brady.
I just wasn't a part of that.
You were not. You were not
totally,
part of the training.
I just totally co-opted myself into their cool story.
Good. Good. All right. So I want to do, there's a brand new thing called Short King Spring. Do you know what Short King Spring is?
Sounds like a short baseball players. When they like hit a lot of home runs.
Okay, you're not very far away.
All right.
So on TikTok, there is a brand new wave promoting Short King Spring. This is a celebration of guys who are less than 5'8". Anyone taller than 5'11" does not qualify for Short King Spring.
I like it.
A lady on TikTok declares, "We love shorties." The TikTok hashtag Short King Spring has got more than 329 million views, with some users calling the increase in interest Short King Spring. The trend is perhaps inspired by Tom Holland and Zendaya. Have you ever seen those two kids together?
Are they both really short?
She's really tall. Or she's tall and he's shorter than she is.
Got it.
He's 5'8", she's 5'11". Short King Spring is, I think, short guys are having a moment. Now, what do you define as a short guy?
5'8"'s not short.
5'8" is not
short? Yeah, it is.
5'6" is short.
5'8" is short. It depends on the height. Like, as a woman, I'm 5'7", so 5'8 is short for a guy.
Oh. See, I'm like 5'2", so everyone's tall for me.
Yeah, you're 5'2". How tall is Nevin?
Well, like, funny you should ask, because when we first started dating, he told me he was 6 feet tall.
Yep.
And everyone's tall to me.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't know. And then, like, after a year, he was like, you know, I'm not actually 6 feet. I'm like 5'11". I'm like, oh, okay.
See,
and you know how tall, and then, you know, after another year or two, like, the truth really comes. I'm not actually 5'11", I'm 5'10".
Really? So yeah. He got shorter by the year.
Yeah, and then finally, when we were finally married, like, you know, many, many years later, he goes, you know, I'm not actually 5'10", I'm 5'9".
No, not true.
I think he's 5'9".
He's went from 6 foot to 5'9"?
Yeah.
Well, that's you should have been able to figure that out.
Everyone's tall to me.
If he's really 5'9", and he said he was 6 foot, you should have been able to figure that out from the jump.
I mean, I don't know. Like, everyone towers over me, so, like, I don't have a good gauge.
So I don't qualify as tall.
Yeah.
I'm 5'10 and a half, and by the way, the half I totally made up.
Yeah, 5'10 plus.
5'10 plus, exactly. Bergman, how tall are you?
5'10.
5'10. Jorge?
5'9.
5'9.
Yeah, he tells the truth.
That does not qualify as short.
No, but just average.
But I think short guys probably on dating profiles have a difficult time.
Yeah.
For those, now, Boss Amanda, I know you're not on there now, but I would imagine that guys lie on their dating profiles on...
Oh, absolutely. It happened to me twice where this guy said he was 6 feet and he showed up and he was shorter than me and I'm 5'7".
Right.
Like, he literally got out of the car and I was like, are you freaking kidding me?
Now, you will only date tall guys.
They need to be like 5'11 and taller.
5'11 and taller. Yeah. And short guys, I think, probably deserve better, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're 5'...
It's not your fault.
I mean, you mentioned Tom Cruise is not a tall
guy. He's like 5'6".
He plays tall.
Yeah.
Like, looks tall the way they shoot him and all that. Not a tall guy. Like, just because you're short doesn't mean you're undateable, I would think.
I totally agree. But now listen, I am not a good person to ask because I'm really short. So people, like, short guys like to date me because I was short. So for them, they feel tall. Right?
Yes.
Like, if you're 5'6", like, most women you date are taller than you. But for me, it's, I'm, like, really short, so it's fine.
Yeah. So you would date somebody who's, technically, you would have dated somebody who was short because you're shorter. Right.
Correct. But just didn't, I mean, so for, like, Nevin always said, I always like how short you are because you make me feel tall. It's like, yeah, that's how it works. So but, like, I don't think it meant, like, the whole thing about the short, they're short and then they're really short.
Oh, what's the cutoff?
5'4".
Well, 5'4".
I mean, there are dudes who are 5'4". You know some 5'4 dudes, right, Hori?
I don't know any of 5'4 dudes.
Short King. He's a short King.
Yeah, they're like 12.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I think. Look, the average height for a woman is what, 5'6"? Or is it 5'4"?
No, 5'3". Yeah, 5'3", 5'4".
Around
average height?
Off the top of your head, 5'3", 5'4".
I think most women are around 5'3", 5'4".
Okay. And the average height for a man is what, 5'8"?
5'6", I think, is actually average.
No. 5'7"? 5'6" is
not average. What's the average height for a man?
Average height for a man
is somewhere around 5'8".
Okay. Average height for a woman is 5'4".
Yeah, that sounds right.
Average height for a man
is
5'8".
5'6".
Oh.
What?
Says human height, 5'6", male, 5'2",
yeah, right.
Female.
Okay,
yeah,
but this which means says, half the men in the world are shorter than 5'6".
So, like,
right? That's
so. I've got a list of famous short guys.
Yeah,
Jack Black, 5'6". He's actually average.
Okay, so the idea that he's 5'6", this is the other thing. He's probably not 5'6". If somebody tells you they're 5'6", they're admitting to being short.
Al Pacino, 5'7".
Probably not 5'7".
How about Kevin Hart?
Oh, Kevin Hart's short.
He's got to be like 4'11". I've seen him in person at a Laker game, and he was even smaller than
That's what I'm
thought.
Saying.
Yeah, Kevin Hart is definitely on the short side.
Okay, average height for a man in America.
Wait a minute. Kevin Hart is
5'2".
Yeah, I agree. I think that's right.
That's definitely
okay,
on the short
Amanda,
side.
Amanda, the average height for a man in America... In America is 5'9".
The whole continent?
In America?
In the United States.
Oh. Average height.
Here's one. Martin Scorsese, 5'4".
I believe all of that.
There's a lot of dudes in Hollywood that are short.
Yeah.
It's all about angles, you know?
Jon Snow, 5'8". Mark Wahlberg, 5'8". You would have think taller.
I've met Wahlberg. Yes, he is short.
Kanye, 5'8".
Really?
George Lucas, 5'6".
I didn't know Kanye was that short.
Spielberg, 5'8". See, 5'8", I don't think is
but
really
also,
short. They're not meant for Short King Spring. Short King Spring is for guys that are
How tall is Dustin
short,
Pedroia?
Short. Who?
Dustin Pedroia? Is that what you said?
Random pull.
That is so random.
He's not like very the tall, ultimate though. Short King Spring guy. Slugger, 5'5", or something.
5'9".
No way.
That's what it says, 5'9".
Yeah, that's
so
listed
take
height.
Take off a few inches. He's
Jose
five,
Altuve
seven.
Is 5'6".
Yeah,
yeah, no,
not
Dustin
5'6".
Altuve, yeah.
Like anybody who already admits to being short, like that's the shortest you can get away with listing him. But he's probably subtract 2 inches from that.
See, I think women lie about their age and men lie about their height.
Women lie about their age and their weight. There's no way women tell you the truth about
we
either.
We shouldn't have to tell anyone our weight.
Right.
Yeah, I mean that's that to me that's like prep. But age, right?
Yeah.
And men lie about their height.
Yeah.
I literally just went from 5'10 and a half to 5'10 in this segment.
Yeah. And that's okay with me.
Yeah.
Because you could be wearing shoes.
My goal
in which
when
you
I,
would be, you're wearing Hokas, you're probably 5'10
My
and
goal
half.
When I was growing up was to be 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
And I wound up being the
Almost
shortest,
got there.
Shortest guy in the family.
I'm the shortest in my family too, and I'm 5'7".
Yeah, and you're tall.
And I was like so bummed, even all my younger cousins are like 5'10 and taller. And my niece and nephew now, my nephew's already taller than me and he's 14. My niece is 11 and she's almost as tall as me.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, so I'm going to continue to be the shortest in
the
family.
Yeah, but you're still, I mean, honest.
Yeah, nobody feels bad for you.
Nobody feels,
you,
no, 5'7".
You're 5'7".
No,
you like, you did well.
I'm the shortest.
Yeah, yeah.
It sucks to be the shortest in a tall family.
Yeah. Just get over it.
I am the shortest. I'm the shortest in my family. My brothers are both taller than me. And
my mom's shorter than me.
I also have a very small head. I tried to explain this to Bergman
last night. It was very
night.
Strange. Try and do it again.
I have a very small head.
Like the circumference?
Yeah, like just the size of my head is smaller than everybody else's.
Like you came out as a baby.
That's
you just
what's wrong
right
with
out.
Your brain.
He was telling
you
me
have
about
a smaller brain because you have a smaller head to fit that small brain.
He was telling me about pictures from his family.
Yeah.
And you could look at everybody and you'd be like, you can point out, I have a really small head.
I have a really small head. It is 100% true.
I've never
there is a
that
nose joke
you.
In there somewhere about the proportions, but I'm not going to do it.
I mean, you can. You just did.
Okay, there's a good picture. Like, look how small my head is. I'm very small headed.
I've never thought that about you, Mace.
Yeah, I've got a little head, and my brothers have got.
Let me see that
big,
again.
Yeah, look how little my head is.
You have like less hair too, but I see what you're saying.
I have a little head.
Yeah, it's a little head.
And by the way, you know, I interviewed a famous director one time.
Yeah.
And I said, so what do all movie stars have in common? You know what he said? Big heads.
Big heads.
Big heads. And if you think about it, the star Tom Cruise.
Giant. Yeah.
Giant head. Oprah.
Giant.
Gigantic head.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, the bigger the head, the bigger the star.
I'm going to go with you on that one. It's like the Leo thing. You know, if you're a Leo, you're just like.
Oh, God, you always go to the astrology.
I know. It's true, though.
You always go to the astrology.
If you're Leo, you like the
When in Leo. Doubt, when in doubt.
I was supposed to be a Leo. I came early.
Okay, I've got a potential investment. I'll tell you about
okay.
next. Plus, last night, Bergman and I got to go to the Dodger game. Dodgers won impressively. We had a great scouting report from our friend Bill Plunkett. I also had a good observation that proved to be true. We will get to all that stuff coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.